Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our coverage of Correlation CEO-CTO Forum here on the second day of their conference, where they had a bunch of breakout sessions, and in one of them was Community First President CEO's Todd Sheffield talking about their virtual assistant or chatbot named Maggie and how powerful Maggie is based on all the data that they garner from their members and how it helps them out even better and better. And the more time that goes on, Maggie will provide better and better service to their members as well, and how it also correlates with Correlation's core processor Keystone. So really good stuff here from Todd, so check it out.
And we also did a live text integration. Often still at this point our chatbot can't answer the question, so we want to be able to hand that off, that question off to our staff. We decided to go with live text. It could have been live chat. I didn't want to confuse the chatbot with the live chat, so we went with live text, and I'll show you that as well. So lots of integrations, and hopefully you can start to see my vision that this becomes a single point of contact. No matter what the member's question is, they can ask our chatbot. Okay, so I'll show you on the screen here in a second interactions with our chatbot. We call it Maggie. Maggie was the first paid employee of the credit union. Also, pretty cool description if you look up Maggie in the Urban Dictionary. But I'm going to show you essentially three different sections. So first of all, we do small talk. We do want our chatbot to have a little personality. And so we've answered a bunch of just fun, silly questions to give the chat some personality. Second section will be FAQs. So this will be a lot of information that's on our website, but somebody doesn't want to search our website, they want to ask Maggie, and so we'll cover that in FAQs, and then I'll show you some of the things you can do with your account, and the really cool thing we did with the Keystone API, and why was my debit card denied? So, let's take a look at the screen.
I'm going to start this part of the presentation with a few screenshots. First one here shows our website. You can see where Maggie lives. There's her icon. Any question, ask Maggie. We started out with her in the bottom right-hand corner where I traditionally saw a lot of chat bots or a lot of chat icons, and decided to move her up there and actually got a little more activity moving it up there. Not where we started, though. Second of all, for you CIOs, you'll see here in the second screenshot, we do have three versions of Maggie. We've got one where we can test, we've got a development Maggie, and then we also have the live version. You see those three across the bar. And lastly, although we've tried to give Maggie a lot of personality, there's a regulation against trying to fool people that a bot is a human, and so we have clearly labeled Maggie as a virtual assistant in screenshot three. Okay, so now I'm going to show you some of Maggie's personality, also known as small talk. We probably spent way too much time on this, but we were having fun, so we kept going. So you can see I'll be typing in at the bottom of the screen there. I think you are cute. Now, Maggie's all about business, so she gives it an answer, but also tries to steer the conversation back. How old are you? Now, one of the fun things we can do is we can give a different answer to the same question three times. So you're going to see I'm going to ask, are you a robot? Three times, and each time we get sort of a different cheeky answer to that question. It's a little fun with that. Again, this is just for fun, and we're in the wine country, so we got to ask, what about your favorite wine? We actually have a lot of nice wine around here, so the politically correct answer is a multiple choice there from different areas. The next section I've got is FAQs. Generally, this is going to be information that is on our website, but people don't want to go searching through the website to find it manually. Instead, let's just ask the question and find the answer. I believe John Bess was speaking earlier today. I heard him speak about virtual assistants a while back, and he used the example of what is your routing number? And so let's use that one. I like that one as well. And so you can, again, see me typing at the bottom. I'll type in, what is your routing number? And we'll come up with an answer. Now, some people don't want to speak in full sentences, might just say routing number. And Maggie can still understand what they're getting at, and so we still have the same answer for that one. Okay, what about branch hours? So what are your branch hours? Now, you might have different hours for different branches, which we have had on occasion. So we list all of our branches. Click Show More to see the other ones. And so I'll select the Guerneville branch, and it'll come up with branch hours. Now I'm doing this on a Wednesday, so it's showing me the hours for Wednesday. And of course I could hit the Get Direction button if I wanted directions to that branch. Okay, now also, what about the closest ATM? Now obviously my English isn't too good. Instead of saying, where is the closest ATM, I said, what is the closest ATM? But Maggie understood what I was getting at. And so if I'm on my phone, I could hit share location, or in this case, I'm just going to type in a location. I think there's one on College Avenue, so let's see what happens here. I'll type in College Avenue, Santa Rosa. Hit submit. And there we are, some nearby ATMs. Again, that's with an interface to the co-op ATM locator. And just another random question. The answer is on our website, but we can answer it here too. How old is Community First? And there's the answer. Maggie can't answer every question. Sometimes she gets confused by the way the question is worded, so people can get frustrated. She can sense that, though. For instance, here, you are stupid. And so what we do is we have a fallback to live text, meaning our staff answers these. The member just clicks on that. We'll ask them three small questions. What's your name, your cell number, and your question? And that'll go into a workflow with our live text platform, and so that our call center can respond to the member via text. So let's get back to some serious business here, and I'll show you the power of the Keystone API and how we can answer a question with our chatbot that I don't think any online banking or mobile banking system does, and that is, why was my debit card denied? And so you'll see, let me work through that here. We are working on our test version, which sometimes is a little slower, but it's working good now. Why is my debit card denied? Of course, you have to log in. We're going to be giving someone account information, so they need to authenticate themselves. We did an interface to our online platform from Allegiant so that we can authenticate the member with the same username and password that they use on our online systems. And so sometimes it goes a little slow here. So what we're going to be doing is reading the network log inside of Keystone, looking for a transaction that was denied, looking up the denial reason, and then translating that code into English for the member to see. And some members might have more than one card. So first we verify what card they're looking or using. And we need the date. So usually a member will just click today. In this case, I'm going to choose a date. And that just makes the whole system more efficient. Obviously, the network log can get kind of long. And so if we can narrow our search down to a date range, that's going to make the whole operation more efficient. In this case, I'm choosing a date back in September last year. Hit confirm. And it will look through the network log for a denied transaction on that date and comes up with a reason. Wrong PIN. Of course, they should have known that at the machine, but members don't always know. It's not always obvious. I'll just show you a few more things we can do with account access through Maggie or chatbot. For instance, obviously you can look up your balances, but we can also do some transfers. And as you saw in the debit card example, this is conversational. A member can ask one question, and the bot can go through a series of responding questions and answers to finalize the task. And you'll see how we do that here with transfers. You know, first it's going to remember old transfers and say, hey, do you want to do one of these again? Do you want to repeat? The chatbot remembers previous things, and I'll say, no, let's try a new one. But again, it's conversational, so now it's going to say, well, from which account? So you select the account. Where do you want to go to? We've got various options here, primary accounts or joint accounts. And so where do you want to go to? And you see the different account names there, so we'll just click anyone and enter an amount to finish that transaction. But it you see how it has a workflow and it's conversational for the member as opposed to filling out a form. I've got one more quick example for you here. This time I'm going to again highlight the conversational nature of the chatbot, but also how Maggie can read. So we're going to say transfer to Paul. Of course, we've got a login, and if you noticed before, I had named one of the accounts Paul. So this time, Maggie will actually read and find that account, and you'll see when we get there. Instead of that box of what account do you want to go to, it will already come up with that answer. And there it is, $10 to Paul, instead of asking me which account, giving me a whole list of accounts. Now, we still do need to know where the money's coming from, and so that question will be asked, and then hit confirm, and that transfer is done.
All right, so that wraps up my presentation this morning. Hopefully you found it interesting of the two different ways we have customized or extended Keystone.
Thank you very much, Todd, and stay tuned for more coverage of Correlation CEO CTO Forum here on CU Broadcast.